1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Time to talk music news with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right. How are you guys?
Very well.
Good.
Very well. Finally got some sun. We're through the rain that we had this week.
Same here. Ready. I got 10 yards of mulch being dumped on the driveway today. So.
What kind of mulch is it?
I've got the kind of red cedar.
Red cedar, yeah.
Smells
like
good early
you
in the season.
Shovel the old stuff out or just re-mulch on top of everything?
Yeah. You know. I just put it on top.
Yeah.
I barely weed to make room for it.
You don't have to weed. We have chemicals for that, Gary. You get yourself
we do have chemicals.
Some Roundup. You double up the dosage in your sprayer, and you give her hell.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll remember that.
Because the prescribed dosage will just kind of make them limp. You double it, they're dead.
It's a federal crime to change the dose.
Believe it is. Yeah, but you know what?
It says it right on the bottle.
I don't see cops on the interstate stopping people for speeding. I don't think they're going to come and check my chemical level in my
You know what else is a federal crime, too? What? You can't take...
I'll just say Bob and Brian told me, and that'll be my defense.
Yeah. You know, you can't take liquid plumber and dispose of it in a manner not approved. So...
That'll work for me.
Pour it down the drain.
After you've poured it down the drain to get rid of the clog with the extra, pour it down the drain.
Pour the rest down, too.
Right.
Give her a double. Again, more.
It's a bigger dose.
Yeah, right. More than prescribed. So is that wrong? Hey, Carrie and I had I won't call it an argument. I'll just call it a disagreement. Gotcha. About the Scorpions earlier this week. Winds have changed because there was a story that it may have all been part of the government's plan and part of the seeds to bring down the wall, right?
Yeah, that's always been thrown in there. They've always denied that they were in cahoots with the West German governor, West German government about that. So, you know, I think it was, you know, it definitely came from that atmosphere. But
the argument was, I said it was a horrible song because it has whistling in it.
I wouldn't call it a horrible song, but I don't think it's a great song because it's kind of hokey.
So it's great. It's hokey, but great.
No, I said I wouldn't say it's a great song.
Okay. There's a lot of terms flying around here. I don't know what they mean. Hokey, cahoots.
I wouldn't call it horrible. They, by the way, speaking of, you know, sentiments of the times.
Yeah.
Scorpions came out with a new song this week called "Signs of Hope." Guess what that's about?
Getting better from our our sickness.
Very good, very good.
Okay,
it's like Klaus Meine watches the news and then writes a song.
But Captain Obvious guessed the answer to that one.
If you're at home, if you're in stay at home mode, that's what you got. That's what you got for inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either that or how badly do I need a haircut for a song?
Who did that haircut song?
The haircut song.
It was a country and western song.
You know, some of those will be coming out.
Yeah.
It was a country and western song about needing
getting
a haircut.
Only little kid in the video was getting a haircut.
George Thorogood did a haircut song.
Did he?
Get a haircut and get a real job.
Did he do a haircut song? I thought he just did drinking
songs. No, he did a lot of those.
A haircut and a drink.
He wants to look well-groomed anyway while he's drinking.
He should.
All right, speaking of what's out there, what is available this week? You got Garth and Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah, Garth, there's a lot of stuff going on. Are you okay? You know, if you're a Kenny Chesney fan, at 6 tonight, he's doing an event on Facebook to celebrate the release of his new album that comes out today on Saturday night. You've got Garth and Trisha from the Grand Ole Opry this time, not from the House of Garth or wherever it is they do the Monday night show. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is highlighting the inductee class of 2000 with performances by James Taylor, Eric Clapton, Bonnie Raitt, and Melissa Etheridge, and that's on their YouTube page. Hailstorm, Fits in the Tantrums, Luke Combs are doing concerts, Sheryl Crow is performing. It's the second weekend of Jazz Fest in Place, and that's instead of the New Orleans Jazz Fest, we have their webcasting, streaming performances from previous jazz fests Kesha is part of the Jack Daniels Friday night series. Red Bull Records is hosting a festival today, starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, the list does go on and on. Cincinnati, the city of Cincinnati is having a benefit that starts at 6 o'clock today. One Republic, Train and Jewel are part of that. Certainly no shortage of music and musical performances to be found online, and I think that's going to be continuing for a good long time.
Is there a specific spot where I can go get a list of things that are coming up this weekend, rather than just, or do I just Google who's live right now?
You could look at my social media. You know, Gary Graff on music on Facebook, Graff on music on Twitter. I post a roundup. Billboard usually has a roundup of all the events. So, or if you have a favorite artist, just Google them and something will pop up.
So if I send you a friend request today, you're not going to just ignore it, right?
I'll review. Well, Gary Graff on Music is actually a page, so it's easy.
So it's instant.
Just like the page.
All right. Because I'd feel really bad if I just sat there for a few days. Like, well, what's he waiting for?
I might sit there for a few days because I get so many friend requests. And then the Twitter Graff on Music, that's an easy one to just follow.
All right. In the meantime, if you do put me on hold like that, if you just park me there and that waiting for an approval thing, I could just get my Beatles coloring book.
Yes, you can. The Beatles, this is going to be the third week that the Beatles have done a coloring page for Yellow Submarine. You go to thebeatles.com and you can get a page printed out, and they even have a link that you can listen to the music while you're coloring your Yellow Submarine page. Which is very cute, and they did the sing-along, the Yellow Submarine sing-along last weekend on YouTube that generated 70,000 streams, so I'm betting they'll do that again. And in other Beatles news, a lot of people have been, I guess, as people have been walking, you know, taking advantage and walking in Liverpool, they've been surprised to find that the memorial headstone for Stuart Sutcliffe, who was the original Beatles bassist, isn't in the cemetery, but so the cemetery has posted a message saying it's fine, it wasn't stolen or destroyed or anything. It's been removed for some restoration work, and Stuart Sutcliffe's headstone will be restored soon.
That all of that is news to me. Original bassist in the Beatles. I thought Pete Best was the only guy who got the hook.
The Beatles were a quintet. You know, at one point during the end of the 50s and then into the early 60s, and the first time they played in Germany, those famous shows in Germany, they were a quintet. There's even a movie about him called Backbeat.
So really, did he get fired, or was he? Did he quit?
He quit. He fell in love with Hamburg, fell in love with a woman in Germany, and wanted to stay there and quit the band, and then died of a brain hemorrhage.
Oh, boy.
So he regret? Was there a book or anything about?
No, he died shortly after that.
Oh, yeah, 1962.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So, he's a nice piece, but I would definitely recommend that Backbeat movie. It's really well done, and for people who don't know that part of the Beatles story, it's very illuminating.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Boy, I wish it was going to rain this weekend. I'd have time to watch it.
Well,
but
it'll get dark at some point.
Right, you don't have to run around outside with sparklers.
Yeah. Yeah, plus it'll rain next week, so.
There you go.
Yeah, mark it down. Put it on your list or in your queue, and it'll be there.
More festival cancellations this week. These are going to get to be a weekly thing, right?
They are, and more than weekly, but the Louder Than Life Festival down in Louisville, which is one of the ones that Metallica was headlining, that's been scrapped. Sonic Temple, Epicenter, Welcome to Rockville got scrapped before. They're all going down. You sit there and wonder what are they waiting for. I think some of it's hope against hope. Some of it's holding on to the money and maybe accruing another few weeks of interest. Others are just formulating plans and trying to, looking at do we roll the dice and reschedule for something that may wind up having to be canceled, or do we cancel outright and say, see you in 2021, we hope. And so those are all the things they're going through.
What's the thing? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows yet. There's all sorts of plans being formulated and thrown out there, much like, the same as in the sports world, save that the music world cannot say, okay, we're going to do all our concerts in Columbus or Toronto or or in Arizona, or we're going to divide the music world into three geographical divisions.
Right, like they're doing in baseball.
Right, and they can play. The music world doesn't, you know, the only alternative music has is to do these online shows like we've been talking about. You know, they can't go. I mean, I suppose as restrictions end, you know, you might see either mini tours or regional tours or certain festivals that will say, okay, we're going to roll our dice in this state because, you know, that state's pretty much open, but, you know, really, no mass gatherings for a long, long time.
Well, when we do have stadiums and arenas and concert halls open and ready for business again, are they going to start off to packed crowds, or is it going to be a slow trickle-in as people go,
well, the first thing that's going to happen is they will be to reduce capacity. So, you know, you will, if you have a 20,000-seat arena, you will not be able to put 20,000 people in there initially.
Yeah.
Same with movie theaters, same with restaurants. The question is, okay, then how many, and then within that structure, how are you going to social distance the crowd? How are you going to check, test? You know, nobody knows. They're trying to figure out the answers to that, the costs, the mechanisms. I mean, you know, you may be standing in line for an hour to get your temperature checked and wait for the results, or I don't foresee us getting swabs up our noses into, you know, at concerts.
Going and getting a swab up your nose.
But
yeah, I'm staying home.
Well, they're still going to have to change people's feelings about being with other people in a crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a new poll actually that just came out yesterday from Reuters and Ipsos that basically says that people are willing to go back to concerts and sporting events once there's a vaccine or once there's testing. But the vast majority are saying, you know, until then, no, they have no interest in going.
Wow.
Which, and that's not a surprise. That's
well,
not a
hold
surprise.
On.
The vast majority.
What about people who have had the virus, because we don't have any guarantee that you can't catch it again?
Right.
So far, I mean, we'll see. They don't have conclusive evidence one way or the other. But, you know, if I've had it and it turns out that I can't catch it again, I'm going.
Sure.
Right.
Sure, but then talk about the testing that has to be done outside the venue. Okay, you're going to be tested for the antibodies. You're going to be tested for whether you have it or not. You're going to be tested for your temperature. They're going to see how clean you do keep your nose. I mean, you know, think about all the testing that has to be done before they'll let somebody in.
How much am I willing to put up with?
Well, that's it. Yeah, if you're already a little skittish about going, and then you have to stand, and then think about a social distance line outside the Pfizer Center, right?
Right, outside the Pfizer Forum, right, because think about Pfizer going Forum. Into a concert. You are packed in just getting in there. You're packed in line. You're right on top of the guy in front of you, behind you,
so they have
and
to
next
keep
to you.
6-8 feet apart, you know, it's probably going to go back, you know, the line's going to stretch from the gate to Sheboygan. Right?
Yes.
Right, and an average line would be stretched out to be, you know, from here.
Yeah, it's extremely difficult and extremely complicated is the word I keep using, and it's going to take a while to figure it out.
All right, let's look on the positive side of this. Let's look on the positive side. Maybe now I can get my favorite band on my mask, right?
Right, right. That's and there are so many of them are doing it, but you name it, and, you know, you can go online, and it's become a new piece of merch, you know, T-shirts.
Kiss has got to be out there already, right?
Oh, without a doubt. And there are third now.
Oh, look at tongue mask, please.
There are third-party people,
yeah,
you know, making them, and so the bands have to go after them on copyright. But the biggest one so far has been the Universal Music Group, artist group, which, you know, you have everybody from Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber to the Rolling Stones and The Weeknd. Sports is going this way, too. By the way,
so sure, you can get a box.
What I really want is like the vintage stuff. I want some band that does, you know, that like Spirit, you know, or something like that, or, you know, some band that doesn't exist. There's some arcane album cover.
How about this one, Jafria?
Ooh,
Jafria.
Ooh, for
right.
that, yeah, for that matter, why not Angel too?
Is it 81?
I don't even know. I just read an article that referenced them in it when I was looking for something else. Oh, his son was in Jafria. Would they have one song? And I looked it up,
well,
and they had one
they
song.
They actually had several albums, and, you know, and he was in a band called Angel for a while.
Yes.
You know, and then, so, you know, there's it's another one. There's history. You know, who'd have thunk it, but there's big history there that you've either forgotten about or never knew about.
Speaking of forgotten about, what is Dion doing releasing a new album?
Oh, he's great.
Really?
In terms of, you know, pardon me, old fogies.
Okay, go ahead.
Out there making music, this guy kicks butt.
Convince me that I need to download this or listen to it at least.
I mean, I would do it. You know, I would. You know, obviously from what I just said, I'm a fan. So
he was the Wanderer, right? Dion was
the Runaround Sue.
Runaround Sue, Wanderer. And you say
his new album's called Blues with Friends, and even if you don't do it for Dion, do it for the guests.
Who's on it?
Include Bruce Springsteen and Patti Scalfa, okay. Paul Simon, Jeff Beck, Van Morrison, Brian Setzer, Steve Van Zandt, Joe Bonamassa, and Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top.
He's going to be 81.
So they're all playing on the album. Last time I saw him live a couple years ago, tremendous.
Really?
Still has it. Still writes a good song. Still, you know, this album, obviously, it's a blues album. And we know 80-year-olds can do blues.
You know, if we wanted to trick Billy Gibbons into being on the show, all we'd have to do is tell him we're recording a blues album and he'll show up, I swear.
A blues album or you're having a car show.
Right. And he'll be there. Billy is all in on that.
Billy's a social guy.
He seems like he's more social now than he was 20 or 30 years ago, but he's not touring like he used to, right?
Right, and there, you know, there, we could argue he's maybe a little healthier in some ways.
Okay.
Than he was, and so there's a little more clarity there.
All right, what else do we have here?
I want to talk about Britney Spears burning her gym down, because I would love to know the chain of events.
In the oops, she did it again department, she's been doing these regular video chats.
Yeah.
With fans and stuff and showing her and working out. She's been leading workouts online. So in the latest one this week, she made mention that a couple months ago, she burned down her studio due to a candle mishap. She wasn't real clear about what happened, but she said, I had two candles, and one thing led to another, and I burned it down.
That's the part I want to know about, the one thing that led to another.
She did call it an accident, and she did rebuild, obviously has rebuilt, because she... You know, she's doing this from her home, these videos from her home gym.
So, no, and then I tipped the candle over.
She forgot to blow a candle out and kind of burned through and started burning the gym.
Fire department called or did some home?
She didn't say. She didn't say, and nobody's really followed up on that.
Wow, I can't believe.
I'd love to see some security film on
this. I know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be interesting to see her running around?
Because she totally yada, yada, yada'd it with one thing led to another.
Like, it was just like, by the way.
Right, a very casual explanation for
it. Hey, you know what's funny? You know what was funny? I burned down my home gym.
What? Yeah, that's, are you okay? I guess would be the first question,
she's
right?
Clearly okay.
Yeah. All right, what do you want to finish with, Gary?
Why don't we, you know, since the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is not happening this weekend, as was planned, there's going to be a T-Rex tribute album released on September 4th called Angel-Headed Hipster. Cool title. U2 and Elton John are performing Bang A Gong together. Todd Rundgren, Joan Jett, Julian and Sean Lennon on separate tracks. Perry Farrell, Kesha are all taking part in it. Wayne Kramer, Donald Fagen from Steely Dan, Mike Garson from David Bowie's band. So that's September 4th, which is something to look forward to. And quickly, Record Store Day, which was postponed from April to June, is now going to take place over three weekends, August 29th, September 26th. And October 24th, and what they're going to do is take all those special titles that are being released for Record Store Day only, and they're going to spread them out over those three weekends. They've determined that's the best way to really support and give the maximum bang to the independent record stores.
All right, very good. Oh, one more thing. Did you see the Don Felder interview with Dan Rather this week?
I saw some of it. I'm going to catch the whole thing. You know, from what I saw and what people are telling me, it's among the most contrite of the interviews. And I've experienced this too in talking to him. He's definitely backed off a little, and I don't know if he's thinking that maybe that Glenn Frey is not around, that Don Henley would be a softer touch to maybe let him be part of the Eagles again.
Well, Glenn Frey was the one in
I
his
would say fat chance.
Glenn Frey was the one who was in his face at that last concert before they threw him out, right?
No, that was back when they broke up for the first time. He was just fired the second time.
Rest assured that it was not only a majority, but a 100% decision between Glenn Frey, Don Henley, and Irving Azoff to knock Don Felder out of the Eagles.
Well, there's nothing in there that you haven't already heard. But there is one thing. When Dan Rather said, so what was the last concert you went to? Don Felder, and I'm not joking, said, oh, I don't go. I don't like the traffic, and they're too loud.
There are a surprising number of musicians who don't go to concerts.
And I thought, that's what he did for a living. Why do I want to sit out there and watch
some? Well, that's part of it. Yeah, right. Don't forget, they're playing X numbers, so, you know.
Yeah.
So they don't necessarily want to go.
Bo Jackson doesn't watch sports.
Right.
There you go.
All right. Gary, we're out of time.
You guys, have a great weekend.
All right, talk to you next week.
We'll talk again.